Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Time. It's your Tuesday night vibe. Once again, it's on and popping. It's the man right here, the man about to put it down for you. GQ Palace, after further review, you know how it is. You know what it is. You know how we do. And we're here to do the thing. Nice game last night. If you didn't hear already or didn't see or whatever, Louisville knocked off Michigan last night. Nice game. Very, very nice game. I'm not going to say anything about the officiating because the officiating through the whole tournament was kind of iffy. You know what I mean? But I'm just going to say, you know, Michigan, you know, had their chances, you know. And, you know, it came out in Louisville. You know, Louisville just, you know, made more shots. They made bigger shots and things of that nature. And, you know, shout out to my man Spike because, you know, he was crushing them last night. Everything he was throwing up was going in. No matter where he was throwing it up from, it was going in. He averaged like 1 point a game coming into the game. He finished with 17. You know, 4 for 5 from 3-point land, but he did his numbers. Spike Albrecht from Michigan did his numbers. I was going to really get at Chris Webber because, like, last night around this time, I was, you know, kind of like really putting together my thing, you know, because I think that, you know, Chris Webber should have went to the game to support the team, you know, and being an alumni of Michigan, you know, that's the least he could do. And I think that, you know, people making, you know, a situation out of the the timeout that he called, or the timeout that wasn't there back in the 93 national championship game when Michigan was playing North Carolina, and it was the Fab Five, Jalen Rose, Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, Jawan Howard, and Chris Webber. They should have won the game. They had a chance to win the game. Chris Webber called the timeout, and when they didn't have any timeouts left, you know, and that was big. And, you know, I watched those, you know, situation with Jalen Rose and you know, watching the game, and he tried to make it seem like, you know, it was his fault. That's cool. That's being a teammate. You know, he's going to put it on him. But as I recall, you know, Michigan had just came out of a timeout. And I think that, you know, they told, you know, the huddle, look, we have no timeouts left. So I just think it was a situation where, you know, we got caught up in the moment and called timeout. You know, and that was 20 years ago, you know what I mean? But people go, you know, they're going to make light of it. You know what I mean? Because it was boneheaded. Let's just keep it funky. Okay? You know, it was a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. But that was a big mistake. You know, and for him to kind of like, you know, keep his distance from the rest of that team, and I think is wrong. And regardless of the fact that, you know, Michigan took down their banners or whatever and things of that nature, you know, it wasn't about, you know, Michigan per se. It was about this team and you guys just reminiscing. And if you'd have won the game against North Carolina, it would have been a whole different scenario, regardless of, you know, the fake timeout that you called or whatever, regardless of that. You know what I mean? But I just think I'm glad that he did attend the game last night. You know what I mean? So that kind of like, you know, can be done away with. But I think if he just, you know, kind of like, you know, faces it, and, you know, it's over and done with, and keep it moving, you know, because I think that, you know, he, you know, it still bothers him and he still has to deal with it. He named his foundation Timeout. So if he wants to, you know, go away from that and remove himself from that situation, why'd you call your foundation Timeout? But anyway, that's him, and this is us, and we getting it in GQ Palace after further review, man. Baseball season just jumped off. But before I get into that, shout out to University of Connecticut and Louisville. The ladies, they're playing. Game starts in about a half hour down in New Orleans, the Final Four. So that's the championship game. Connecticut and Louisville. So the Louisville men and ladies are representing. So you can't take nothing away from them. They did their thing. And it was a nice way for the Big East to go out, you know, that it won't be any more Big East conference, you know, the way that we know it. You know, so it's nice that Louisville, you know, went out, you know, with, you know, taking the title. And the last Big East, you know, champion will be Louisville. But, and shout out to Rick Pitino, too, because Rick Pitino, you know, he was one of the 12 people named to the Hall of Fame for the class of 2013. And, you know, he won a national championship, and he's the first coach to win national titles with two different schools. He won with Kentucky in 96. And he won last night with Louisville. Shout out to Rick Pitino. You know, he looked like, you know, he's about to jump out of his skin when the game was over and, they, you know, the loud noises was going off. He looked kind of shook right there. But shout out to Michigan, man. They did what they did. You know, Trey Burke, 24 points. You know, they played their heart out, man. Shout out to the Big Ten. The Big Ten really bought it this season, you know, and I'm looking forward to next season. And you know, it was a great game. It was a real, real, real good game. You know, Michigan got up early. You know, I think it was the jitters. It's always that first 2 or 3 minutes of a championship game where they got to get the jitters, you know, the bright lights and all of that. And I don't want to hear anybody talking about the perception as far as the shooting was concerned, playing in the dome. You know, ask Spike Albrecht about the perception. You know, ask your man from Louisville, Luke Hancock. 5 for 5 from 3-point land. Ask them about the perception. So I don't think that was a problem. If you can shoot, you can shoot. You know what I mean? And that's just it. Shout out to Louisville, man. We here at GQ Palace. You know the math. 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I'm expecting a couple of people to check in tonight. let's get into some baseball. Yeah, this is what I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Baseball season started Sunday, you know, and I had made my picks, and, you know, the Yankees are making me look kind of silly right now, and I'm glad, you know, but, you know, they got to keep it up, you know, we're 3-4, but we're winning right now tonight as we speak. We're winning. We're playing Cleveland Indians tonight, so I'm looking forward to them, you know, doing some things. If we could hold the water until, you know, Jeter gets back, until Granderson gets back, then, you know, we may be all right. You know, but it's still early, so I'm not really putting no credence into what's going on right now. I'm surprised, though, by the way that the Colorado Rockies are playing. That's just real, you know, proof positive that, you know, being that it's early in the season, you know, people that you didn't expect to do much, starting off the season real well. Colorado Rockies 5-2. The Atlanta Braves are beasts. So I'm not even really giving them no credence right now, because we already know that they're going to crush it. You know what I mean? They're 6-1 right now. B.J. Upton and his brother, he's playing with his brother, Justin Upton. And they went back-to-back the other night against the Cubs to win a game. B.J. hit a home run to tie the game, and Justin hit a home run to win the game. So Atlanta Braves are real, real good this year, and I think that they may be able to give Washington, the Nationals, a little run for their money in the National League East this season. keeping it on, back to the Yankees in the American League, I just think that if we could hold our water until, you know, we get some people back, we may be able to make some noise. You know, Toronto is not doing what they're supposed to do right now. They're 2-5. You know, so is it going to be a thing where wherever Jose Reyes goes, you know, the team goes in the toilet? You know, R.A. Dickey, who won the Cy Young Award last year, used to pitch for the Mets. He's that knuckleball guy. He got lit up yesterday, or Sunday. He got lit up, and they didn't sign him for all that money to get lit up. So hopefully Toronto will get it together. They're 2-5 right now. They're in last place in the American League East. But I just think, again, it's early. it's wild early. So, you know, everybody's, you know, getting the kinks out. They're playing each other. Interleague play is going to spice it up a little bit more, you know. Arizona Diamondbacks will be in Yankee Stadium next week, you know, for interleague play. It's going to be, it's interleague play is going to be throughout the whole season now. They usually used to have it where in June that they would have interleague for like 2 weeks straight. They would have interleague play in baseball. But now interleague is basically when the American League teams play the National League team. So, for example, the Yankees are American League team and the Mets are National League team. So when they play each other, that's considered interleague. I think it kind of like that takes away from the dramatics of the World Series, because the World Series was supposed to be when, you know, the teams, you know, play, you know, the American League champion plays the National League champion. But, you know, to add a little different, you know, spice to the game, and I guess to balance the schedules out, because the Houston Astros move from the National League to the American League. So they're no longer in the National League Central. And so they made the they had to balance out the since they balanced out the leagues, they had to balance out the schedule. So to make it balanced, they had to play the interleague, you know, National League and American League teams will play each other all throughout the season, except for just, you know, instead of just for 2 weeks in June. I just think that right now, as far as you're going to look at, you know, people that have made some noise so far, I think that, again, you know, the Braves, with the Upton brothers, they're going to do that, you know, they're proving that, you know, the Braves are going to be a problem, you know. So the Washington Nationals got to be on point. And that's Steven Strasburg and Bryce. Hold on. Yeah. That's Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper, you know. So the Washington Nationals really got to, you know, get it together, because the Braves are not going to be any joke. Top of the fourth, score check, Yankees 5, Cleveland Indians nothing, top of the fourth. GQ Palace, after further review, is in the building. You got the mayor right here, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We're here live and direct. Shout out to the listeners. We see you, too. Shout out to Rich, man. I hope you're feeling better, my dude. Shout out to Lavina on the applause button and all that stuff. It's a Tuesday night, man. The weather's nice. People outside enjoying themselves and things of that nature. We still here doing it. You know what I mean? Hard body karate, because we going hard like that. Get a little NBA action going on, popping here. See what my Knicks is doing. 12 in a row. I like that. We're up right now. Second quarter, getting ready to pop off. The Knicks 36, the Washington Wizards 23. It's almost getting about that time to be playoff time. And now is the time. Are the Knicks, you know, was this season a mirage? They won, you know, over 50 games. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Knicks. You know, they're doing their thing. But now is when it's, you know, when the money is going to be put up on the table now. You know, I'm looking at maybe we can clinch that home court advantage in the next couple of days here. If we can get these wins, we can clinch home court. And what home court is going to be like the top four teams in the Eastern Conference. We already got a playoff spot. We just playing for positioning right now, basically. We're 10 games behind the Miami Heat. Miami Heat got the Eastern Conference locked down, so they're the number one team. So right now, we just got to hold down the number two spot in the Eastern Conference. So what that means is when the playoffs begin, the Knicks will be number two. We'll play whoever's the number seven seed. And as of right now, the Boston Celtics are number seven in the East. So if the season was over today, the Knicks would play Boston, Miami would play Milwaukee, Indiana Pacers would play Atlanta, and the Brooklyn Nets would play Chicago Bulls. And in the West, wow, I'm not seeing the Lakers in the playoffs right now. They're a half game out of the eighth spot behind Utah. And I really don't have nothing to say about, mid-sentence. Speak of the devil. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening? We were just talking about your team. Speak of the devil. We were just talking about your team. Yeah, speak of the devil. We were just talking about your team.
Oh, I'm going to talk about my team.
I was just talking about your team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's good? What's going on?
Nothing.
Got some. We want to pick up on the conversation that we was having in regards to the Clippers hanging their banner up in the Staples Center.
I'm not expecting that topic.
Did you come to your senses?
It's not
going to
come to my
business,
though. It is what it is.
No, but I really wanted to get an understanding of, like, why do you think that they shouldn't hang their banner in the Staples Center?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
They're not going to hang it in there.
Okay. I got that from you.
It would be an embarrassment for them to hang that thing up.
Why? Why do you think it would be an embarrassment?
Do you actually hear what they... Because it would be an embarrassment for the Clippers fans, the Clippers themselves. Blake Griffin even said he doesn't want to hang it up until they win the championship. So I'm saying...
Okay, that's all fine. That's fine and good.
Why
would
they want to hang that one piece of dirt, one piece of shred of a banner... up in the air amongst all that other great stuff up there?
Because they earned it.
Well, you know what? And simple math.
I know where you're coming from. I know it's gonna stick out like a sore thumb. I got you. Amongst the Lakers banners, the Sparks banners, the Kings banners. Okay, I got you. But
they
can take that banner
and hang it at their owner's house, or they can put it up in their locker room where they play. That's where they can see it.
Well, their locker room's in the Staples Center.
No, their locker room, yeah, but on the other side.
Okay, their locker room's in the Staples Center, so they're going to hang it up in the... But I'm just trying to get the logic and trying to understand.
I said when they play, they can hang it up.
Because
when
they
can hang it up.
It's like the Kings got their banner up in there. The Sparks got their two little banners up in there. So what's the problem?
What's the difference? The bus owns the Sparks.
What?
The bus family owns the Sparks.
I understand all of that. That's fine, Willie. But what's the problem? So it's okay. So do the buses own the Kings?
No.
Do the buses own the Kings?
Let me tell you something.
The buses don't own the Clippers either, but they all play in the Staples Center.
You don't even hardly see that banner.
Oh, that's fine. But why would it be a problem putting it up there?
Next topic, because they're not going to hang it up there.
Why? The Liberty got banners at Madison Square Garden.
We don't got nothing.
So do the Rangers.
I don't got nothing to do with Madison Square Garden.
But it's the same difference. But I'm just trying to get you so you can explain your point. That's all.
Listen to my understanding. I can care less what any other organization does. I could care less. How does it handle that situation?
Okay, I got you. So you really got nothing to say about it. I got you. How'd you enjoy the game last night?
Of course I enjoyed the game. Almost all the haters talk about they got cheated.
I don't think they got cheated. I just think they made shots early, but they didn't make none late. Bahanan was a beast. The referee swallowed the whistles lovely. I was like, wow, they might as well just start balling up their fists and start swinging at each other.
Well, you see on the on that sports talk page how they're showing videos talking about when Burke, what's name, went out on foul.
No disrespect to that page. That's a home team page. If Michigan would have got blown out by 30 points, they would have had something to say about the ref. And they're right. They're right. The referee through the whole tournament was pathetic. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't arguing about the referees when Spike was hitting all them three-pointers. They were shooting the hell out the ball last night.
Yeah.
Everything they threw up was going in. Like, what? Oh, man. And so my thing with that, shout out to the sports group room. You know what I'm saying? They're going to look at it from they have a slanted point of view. Okay? No disrespect to Trey Burke. No disrespect to McGarry. No disrespect to but why did he keep Trey Burke on the bench for 12 minutes? But you know what? Who, hindsight, man. You know, 20 is 20-20 all the time. He had two fouls. He might have caught a third cheap one. You know what I mean? So it's hard to go against.
I kind of knew Louisville was gonna win. They got the finals too.
All they had to do was say, "And what was up with your boy? Your man, Smith." What's the matter? Every time he had the ball in his hands, I was shook. I was like, "What is he doing?"
Yeah, and it's rumored that he's probably coming out.
He's gone. He's out of here. Ben McFarlane is leaving.
Wow.
Yeah, Ben McFarlane is leaving. Oladipo is leaving Indiana.
I knew he was going.
Who's gonna want to deal with that dude, man? I mean, no disrespect to his game, but it's kind of like out of control at times. Let's keep it 100. His game is every time he got the ball last night, I'm like, what is he doing?
Smith?
Yeah, Russ Smith.
Then he would
make a three, and I had to shut up.
Yeah, so that was
when
he had seconds, then he came up.
Then he would make a three, and I have to shut up. But no doubt, man.
He had a great game against y'all.
Yeah. See, everybody had a great game against us. I was mad at Syracuse. I didn't pick them to win. I was proud of them that they made it to the Final Four. You know what I mean? But I was just mad at them and how we got played out in the Big East Championship when we was up by 16 and lost by 17. So I was mad. I just thought it was gonna be a one and done in the tournament. But they made me look. And I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't pick Syracuse. But again, man, you know. I just feel like, what do you think about the officiating last night? Do you think the refereeing was bad?
I don't think it was that bad. I think there was some missed calls.
Do you think it was bad enough to say, well, you know, the refereeing throughout the whole tournament was bad? Because I could pick bad calls referees made in like almost every game I watch. It's never a game where we can say, okay, the refereeing was on point, they did their job or whatever. Regardless of what team I'm rooting for or whatever, you watch the game from a point of view of saying, look at the refereeing. Now, if me and you can see the call and we're in, you know, TV land, how come the referees can't see the call? They're right there.
That's true, but like I said, you know, Rick Pitino, and I'm not taking nothing from Michigan, not one thing from there, that their team or whatsoever.
Right.
But Rick Pitino was on this, I'm not saying it was on this high because of what happened to Weir, you know, which was bad, what happened to Weir, national TV, but the thing that they was on this thing because Rick Pitino just got his announcement into the hall, they down by this much point. Rick Pitino just coached his guys back to win.
Yes. And Luke Hancock went to go see the Wizard, and he turned into a Spike in the second half because he was hitting everything he threw up.
Yeah, so it's nothing. He had a great game. The Wizard had a great game. He had a great game against Wichita. He called Wichita outplayed Louisville the whole game. But the last 2 minutes, Pitino coached a better game.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I was just 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's all Louisville lead is two. Once they tied up 2 minutes and 2 minutes, look what happened. They just took over.
Yeah. It was.
And they moved
shots
on
and
to play.
It was like Michigan stopped doing what they were doing in the first half. They were playing, you know, Louisville, you know, like I said earlier, you know, the first couple of minutes of the game, you know, everybody was, you know, getting the jitters, the bright lights and all that. But once they started to get into a flow, Michigan was hitting all of their shots. You know, Peyton Siva was, you know, ticking up dumb fouls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then once they got into a flow and got settled down, you know, because they had got down early. I was like, okay, you know, Louisville is just shook right now. You know, and plus Spike was hitting everything. So, you know, he was hitting everything.
I don't take nothing from those guys at Michigan.
Right, no doubt. Right, no doubt.
They were all great. They played great. Coach well. They coached well. I take nothing from those guys. I crack up because it's like back and forth, and that group is cracking me up back and forth. Because, you know, they all Detroit Tigers, Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I give it to CC, like, they tagging me, talking
they
about
have a, they ain't say a word about that.
They ain't say a word about what CC gave it to them. They manhandled him. It ain't had nothing to say about CC come back. That goes into
what we always say here at After Further Review. You know what I mean? If you go, you know, talk about it, be about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if your team represents your team, good, bad, or ugly. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we hold down right here. And you got to have respect or lack thereof for people that really just, you know, come out the woodworks when they win and really don't really have anything constructive or critical to say when they lose.
I don't have anything. I never did like LeBron, but that's no disrespect to his game. He having a hell of a year.
Right, true.
I never liked him. I don't disrespect his what he's doing this year and his stats and everything. I give him a lot of credit. No type. But when you guys sit up here and say I'm hating, I'm like, are you kidding me?
You know what?
Where am I hating on?
Yeah, you're right.
I give LeBron all the credit. He's having a great season. I never liked LeBron. I was never a Jordan fan. I never liked Jordan. But I give Jordan his respect. But don't call me sitting here hating, like, you know, yeah, we having an awful season. Yeah, we struggling. Yeah, we not doing what we...
But you know what though? I come to the conclusion that people that say like you hating or whatever, they really don't have nothing to say. So that's it. That's kind of like typing LOL after everything you type. You know what I'm saying? You don't have nothing to say. You know what I mean? And so when you say stop hating, what am I? I'm not hating. I'm giving you your due respect. I'm giving you your due respect. But just because I don't agree with you to a certain degree, that don't mean I'm hating. Because and the situation with LeBron did that to himself.
With the
decision and all that, LeBron brought that on himself. Okay?
The first time I saw that, when he got mad when that Cleveland game in the playoffs, he walked away and shook nobody's hand. It was like, are you kidding me? They talked about that. People ran him in the ground.
Yeah.
He was dead wrong.
But
that's one thing I like about college basketball. Regardless what Michigan was feeling, everybody shook hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And regardless of, and they were hurt, and you can see it on their face of disgust. But that's what they teach in college sports. You know, you just gonna show respect. Shake his hand, walk by, shake his hand. You know, they were shaking his hand. That's what I like about it. It indicate they shake no matter what, they're gonna shake hands. They're gonna go around each line and they go by each other from coaches to set, they shake each other's hand.
No doubt.
But
LeBron, I
have always called him LeBron. I thought he was always the way he handled the situation.
I have a different respect for him. I'm not gonna. I used to go hard on him, hard body karate. Like yo, it's kind of like the air you breathe, dude, is polluted. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you think it's all about you. You haven't really done nothing. You know what I mean? And that's what and then we can have another discussion about that society. They always put the cart before the horse. Okay? They give you all this prestige and all this da 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 da. And you know now they mad at you because you got the big head. You didn't do nothing to earn it. You went to the finals. You got beat by the Spurs. Okay, fine. Cleveland Cavaliers put a team around you. It might not have been Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh, but they went out and got Mo Williams. They had Barajal. They had Antoine Jameson. So what was the matter with the team that you had? It wasn't happening fast enough for you. And then, hold on. Then the other side of the conversation is going to be like, oh, well, okay, he exercised his option as a free agent, which is true. But you didn't owe Dan Gilbert, who was the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, you didn't owe him that to say, look, I don't think I'm going to re-sign with you. And you know, I thank you, you know, for everything, blah, 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 and I'm going to keep it moving. Oh, no, I'm going to have this big TV production. Had people on pins and needles.
I'm going to
buy up the commercial
time
from ESPN. I'm going to go over here and sit down, and I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Okay, that's fine. You took your talents to South Beach, and when you went to the finals against Dallas, what happened? You lost. And that's what you get. Okay? That's what you get. Now you had to go back and reevaluate yourself. Okay? Because it wasn't going to happen for you as long as you was popping that garbage. Okay? Then you know what you did? Now you went up and you ganged up on everybody now. Now you got your ring. Now you can exhale. Now you can breathe again. You got you a ring now. But
and like I said, I don't care about what LeBron is doing. He's having a great season. Okay, so what? Fine.
Right,
it's never taking nothing from him. But don't sit here and yes, we having the worst. I have never seen the Lakers in this position. And it is what it is.
Lakers haven't been. I don't ever remember them being in this position either since Paul Westhead fell off the bike. I don't know if I'm going back too far, but they haven't been in that position since Paul Westhead fell off the bike. But anyway, I just think you know with the Lakers,
I don't care. What, you know, my thing is, I don't care what nobody say about the Lakers. I don't care anybody say whatever. But when it comes to, I guess when I get more defensive, when this comes to talking about Kobe and whatever, don't sit up here and try to man call me something with Kobe and whatever. I'll sit out. So you pick Kobe and LeBron against Kobe. Don't even try to compare it to whatever. But LeBron's still seeking what Kobe has.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you want to,
you know, like the guy was on my page, talking about something. You saw that 51 night 40 the other night. That's 90 points here. He was, no, I can't please. Probably did 81 in one game. He ain't say nothing else. Don't come to me with that.
Why are people surprised that Carmelo is scoring?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't that what he's supposed to do?
And the same thing with the guy. You know what? Like you said, I don't know. And, you know, if I were, if, you know, less of evil, and, like, you know, if you ask me the truth, because he's a kid, Miami, New York. You know, I know you're going to listen to somebody who likes the Heat. The less of evil. I mean, you're right. I'm going to go with the Knicks. I'm going to go off. I hope somebody unclasps them down, and I hope the Knicks will, like I told them guys, when they fall, don't worry about it. I'm not going to be there to catch them. I'm going to be there to watch y'all fall down these flight of stairs and look down there and see if y'all are all right. But that's
no,
we're going to
be all right. We're going to be all right. It's just.
With the Whistler, I will hope that either whoever they pit against, if it's either Chicago, can take them to a seventh game and win, or if it's the Knicks can take them to a seventh game and win, yes, I will pick anybody that can take them to a seventh game and win.
I think that's what, you know, people are, you know, I think that either the Heat are just like, okay, we're going to turn it on when it gets to the playoffs. And again, like, you know, we had conversations before. It's a different, you know, the playoffs are a different animal.
It's
game
a different
slows
atmosphere.
Down.
People get hungry then. They get more hungrier.
You know, and again, you know, depending on, you know, everybody's playing for seeding right now. Like we said earlier, you know, the playoffs are basically, in the East, the playoffs are basically set. You know what I mean? They're just playing for positioning right now. And if we can hold that two spot down, we'll be seeing Boston in the first round. You know, and you know, I just think that, you know, we just have to stay hot. You know, at 12 in a row,
that's
13.
That's the same team that got pitted against the last 2 years before this year. And the same team that beat you all. So you will want to stay and play. And I guess if JR don't do what he needs to do and stop overstepping everything, and, you know, then you, the Knicks can beat the Celtics.
The Knicks are going to beat the Celtics.
So when JR and everybody doing other than what they're supposed to do, it caused a lot of confusion out there. And you got these guys, I've got the guy with the braids in his head, with the long braids. He had a good game against, what's his name, the other night? He got
the braids. You talking about for the Knicks, Copeland?
Yeah, he had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but I just think that it is like you said, it's going to be what it is with the Lakers or whatever. They make it fine, they don't make it fine, whatever. But you know, everybody, you know, you can't make it every year. But I just think that with the Knicks, it's just that, you know, I want to get, my thing is, clinch home court in the first round, win your first round playoff series, and then whoever you see in the second round, then we can start talking serious now. Because I don't want to get into the first round and get beat.
Well, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
So
I'm proud, accomplished 50 wins. You know what I'm saying? That's a major accomplishment as far as the Knicks are concerned. And you know, now it's like clinch your home court, which I think we should do in, you know, by the end of this week. You know what I'm saying? Let me, you know, look at the schedules or whatever.
I thought it was tonight you clinched it.
We playing, it probably, hopefully that'd be even better. We playing, we winning right now against the Wizards. Let's see, we 6 games in front of Brooklyn. Brooklyn playing tonight. Let me see. Brooklyn's playing the Sixers tonight. Yep. So let me see what the score of that game is right now. So, yeah, we get the little playoff up there. Knicks are up 48-38, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. But yeah, Brooklyn's 56, Sixers 38, halftime. So Brooklyn's going to win their game tonight. Knicks are going to win their game tonight. Let me see how many games left. So what do you think about the Chris Webber situation? I want to kind of get your opinion on that.
About somebody calling him a snitch?
Nah, just with the situation of him not, you know, debating about attending the game, and, you know.
I think Jalen Rose could have put that out there like that. You know, like,
why?
He phoned Chris. That could have been under the table. Like, he just got on there and said, yeah, I phoned Chris Webber, and I texted him to see, you know, if he should come out to support Michigan. Like, he should have just never said that. Jalen Rose should never even brought that out like that.
Why?
And if I was Chris Webber, I shouldn't even answer that, you know.
Why?
Jalen was wrong for doing that.
Right.
Whatever, y'all wasn't, you know, your relationship that spring down here, they were tight, it was close. But after that incident down there with the booster, that, you know, the guy and stuff like that, and I guess Chris Webber, but he got dealt the wrong stick, you know.
Chris Webber got dealt the wrong stick ever since he called that timeout that they didn't have. Right. Jalen Rose was trying to look Chris Webber out. You know what I'm saying? And he said, well, yo, he had to put the emphasis on him as far as, you know, it's my fault. I'll wear that. You know what I'm saying? No. When they came out that huddle in that game, North Carolina against Michigan, they knew that they didn't have any timeouts left. You came out the huddle. We don't got no timeouts. We got no timeouts left. Steve Fisher was the coach. We have no timeouts left. So for him to, you know, and it was a boneheaded play. So what? It was 20 years ago. It happened. And then if you're so offended by it and that's bothering you so much, why you name your foundation timeout? And my whole thing was you making it about you, and when it was really not about you, it's about the team. And my last point on that subject would be if Michigan would have beat North Carolina that night, you would have never heard the end of it. So why you can't, you know what I mean? You were the one that called the timeout that wasn't there after they told you in the huddle that there was no timeouts. Jalen Rose was trying to help you out. But look, it was my fault. That's why the dude went, you know, ran up the court. They was expecting us to call timeout. How do you expect you to call timeout when you had no timeouts left?
Well,
and Chris Webber traveled. And the referee, he was looking right at him and didn't call it. He got away with murder that on that end. Chris Webber traveled.
I think Jalen should have just did it a different way. I think it should have, you know, because he knew, one thing about that, he knew Chris wasn't coming. So, it's like, you know, trying to tell somebody something that's just a stubborn. He wasn't coming. So I thought that Jalen Rose just did that. I don't know if he did it just to make it like he's trying to reach out to Webber and whatever. He knew Webber wasn't coming.
No doubt. We got G2 Palace radio is in the building. After further review, we got the mayor in the building. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. You know what I mean? We see you out there listening. We salute you and we appreciate all that. But don't be scared to press 1. It's like double dutch, man. Jump on in. Come and get on in the convo. But yeah, Kia, man, I think that Chris Webber, you know, kind of like should put that behind him, man. It happens. Things happen. You know what I mean? And, you know.
And he got a radio song he does.
Yeah, I think Chris Webber is one of the best analysts in the game on TV. I like Chris Webber. You know what I'm saying?
But,
you know, and we used to make jokes about, because, you know, back in the day when, you know, he was doing this thing, he was dabbling in the music. I don't know if he's still doing it. I would hope so because he's nice or whatever. We had got a shipment of, he had his record, a single, I forgot what the name of it was. So we had put him in the studio or whatever. And so when people come over and want to make a dub or whatever, we just say, grab a C-Web out the box, and we'll tape over that. But shout out to Chris Webber, man. You know what I mean? And you know, great career. You know, it's just one thing that, you know, people are going to be talking about that for the next 20 years, about that timeout that wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that, you know, he's doing, you know, the Fab Five injustice, man, by trying to, you know, being separate. All that stuff about him being a snitch and all that other stuff, they got
to
deal with that.
They need to get together with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them get together behind the table.
Because to keep it funky, they revolutionized the game. You know what I mean? And the bald heads, the black socks, the black, you know, the baggy shorts. You know what I mean? They, you know, it was for them. It was because of them. You know what I mean? And okay, the only thing that's missing from their resume is that title. That's it. They did everything else they needed to do except win a national championship. Okay, they was a few seconds away from it. They got away with murder because Chris Webber traveled, but then he turned around and gave it right back to him when he called the timeout. So what? You know what I mean? And I don't think that his career, you know, and his, you know, should be, you know, tarnished or whatever. It happened. It's over. How many? You know, look at Scott Norwood. You think he worried about missing the kick in the Super Bowl? Okay, when the Giants was playing Buffalo. Okay, so you think Buffalo worried about going to the Super Bowl losing four times in a row? You know, I mean, you know, it happens, man. But I just think that you know, it was a great season.
I think they are.
You think what?
I think they are. Oh no, I think you take that. I think Kelly and he probably do wish he would have won one of those Super Bowls. no way he can just like, oh, well, we just this.
Well, you know, you, I mean,
that. No way
I mean, Buffalo had good teams, but it was situations that messed them up in them games. You know,
yeah.
It was one game
yeah,
that Thurman Thomas forgot his helmet. Then it was another game where they just was just, you know, throwing the ball all
mm-hmm.
over the place. And
I
Buffalo just had some bad, you know, some bad stuff happen to them.
I know that they're not saying it is what it is. We look for
the Yeah, I mean, yeah, privately. That. You know Bruce Smith is
yeah.
mad.
Yeah,
you know Cornelius Bennett mad
yeah.
as hell. You know Marv Levy's still steaming about that.
Of
you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Mm-hmm,
that's
probably
mm-hmm. going to be something that's going to win. Gary went four
you know,
times.
They got, but they got them. They got
go four times like that.
But ain't nobody else going to win four AFC championships in a row.
Yeah, that.
I bet you they hung the banners up.
Yeah, you know.
No doubt.
Bernard King got into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's right. Shout out to Bernard King. No doubt. Shout out to Bernard King, man. The Knicks, he deserved it. No doubt. He should have been in there already. He should have been in there already.
About him and how they were joking. I guess these guys were joking about how the hell Dumar get in before. They were naming a lot of players how they get on, and then Bernard King just didn't get in before these guys. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He blew out his knee. Y'all forget about him? These are these guys we talk about when they were talking about the Knicks and stuff like
mm-hmm.
years about, you know, Bernard King and what he did for the Garden.
That's right. Bernard King is the man.
They were talking about that 60-point. Each 60-point was easy to Bernard King at night.
Yeah. Bernard King was the man. Bernard King put the Knicks back on the map, man. Bernard King was the man. You know what I'm saying? You can't take nothing away from him, and he deserves it.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't
remember
him, but, you know, I heard stories of him, so
mm-hmm.
they were talking about him, and they talk about he could have been in there and stuff
yep.
like that. So there's a lot of people I know in the city today. There were some guys that had Bernard King old jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
I saw two Bernard King jerseys today.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Bernard King jersey in Philly. I was wondering if this guy had this Bernard King jersey in Philly, right? Had Bernard King jersey. Up there, and they were talking about yo. I'm thinking that Revis deal is done.
The Revis, they stalling the Jets out.
Yeah,
they're stalling the Jets out. We ain't giving you
they
no number one or number two. You out your mind.
You
bugging. For what? And the draft is coming up too? You better do what you need to do. I feel about that already. I'm a Tampa Bay fan. So we don't need Darrell Revis. For
what?
He's just another name. I'm worried about Josh Freeman. That's what I'm worried about. What is the matter with him? That's my problem as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I'm not worried about nothing else. We don't need Darrell Revis. We just signed Golson from the 49ers. We just got him. Our secondary's all right. Unless we're going to get Darrell Revis and put Rondae Barber on the bench, or Rondae Barber going to retire. Because it's about time for him to go.
Yeah.
It's about time for Rondae Barber to be out. Now, we going to get Revis to replace Rondae Barber? Okay, I'm with it.
But Rondae didn't say he was retiring, so.
Well, that's another year of Rondae Barber. So, I mean, you know, he's the last fiber to those championship years. But it's all good, though. Shout out to my Tampa Bay Bucks, man. And we ain't giving the Jets nothing. We're not giving the Jets nothing. Shout out to the Jets fans, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. If not, enjoy what you're listening to. It's the mayor getting it in. GQ Palace after further review. Kia, what's up with the Yankees?
They look good to me.
Yeah, they looking real good.
They looking real good.
I'm surprised.
He figured mm-hmm. out, you know, what he needs to do. And, of course, you know, Detroit fans, you know, that, you know, that's what he's talking about, you know, Yankees are going to be able to handle. But when he faced Reeves Lander in that game, and I'm sitting at that game and just watching it all smiles, looking at
him. Right.
Oh, that game. And seeing, oh, wait a minute, he's can't be beat. Wait a minute, I don't know if Tigers fans saying nothing. No Tigers fans ain't talking. No Tigers fans, all quiet.
CC's next start is Friday night against Baltimore. I think that, you know, again, like I said, you know, the Yankees.
What's that record, Baltimore record? They just lost the game, didn't they?
Baltimore Orioles?
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles are 3-4. They're same record with the Yankees.
Yeah.
They got the same record with the Yankees. If the Orioles going to be there at the end, I think the Orioles going to be there at the end. I think the Blue Jays are garbage. So what is the deal with is Jose Reyes a jinx or what?
Look at that.
R.A. Dickey got lit up the other day.
He didn't get lit up. He got torched.
Yeah, lit up, torched, yeah. Bombed, or whatever you want to call
That's
it. It happened. That's what happened to him.
These pictures that they were saying that was going to do whatever. Look what happened.
Well, again, the season's early. You know what I mean? They got Burley. They got Josh Johnson. They got pitching. But they just got to put it together.
I think the Yankees are going to finish third. The reason why they're going to finish third is because,
you know, this is the year that it finally falls apart. Because we don't have... We gotta wait for A-Rod to come back. We gotta wait for Jeter to come back. We gotta wait for Teixeira to come back. We gotta wait for Granderson to come back.
But the guys that's
holding the fort down right now, when June and July and the dog days come, and them other teams, I'm telling you, it's early in the season. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the Yankees and CC Sabathia, I'm not jinxing. That's my team. But I'm looking at it from a realistic point of view.
I'm not worried about no other team. Because the Yankees call back, and they need to do what they need to do.
Okay.
And the wild cards
might not even come out the East. The wild cards might come out the West. So that means the Yankees will really have to win the division to get in the playoffs. Regardless of the fact that there's two wild cards, there's three division winners and there's two wild cards. The Yankees will have to win the division because the wild card's not coming out the East.
They'll be fine. I'd rather put them in the division that they're in now.
I wouldn't care if they have no wins right now.
I'd rather have it now because that squad that's playing now, they're holding the pieces together, keeping the glue together for right now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
I mean, Hafner's doing his thing. Ichiro hit a home run tonight. You know what I mean? They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Huh?
They're doing what they need to be doing.
But I want to see them do this when we play like Baltimore, Toronto.
They did it against Detroit, and that was supposed to be the toughest. Again, Kia,
they did it against Detroit. Detroit got swept in the World Series. They did it against us. I don't put no credence into what Detroit do.
All they got is
Justin Verlander.
Right,
that's
what I'm saying. Because it was just redemption over him because of what he did in that playoff.
That's it. That's all they got. Justin Verlander. That's it.
No,
Chris Fielder going to hit a home run when it's 8-0. Cabrera going to hit a home run when it's 5-0. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really scared of Detroit.
I'm not scared of Baltimore.
You know, need to be. I'm telling you. I think that, and I'm saying it from a perspective of Buck Showalter. That's how much respect I got for him. Because he used to manage the Yankees, and he's no joke.
Well, I just saw them walk this game the other day. I watched that game Sunday. I saw them walk that game. I'm like, please. Okay.
So they're not going to win 162 games.
Okay, let me see what Baltimore. It's early. But long as they glue for right now to get you
the best. The Orioles got one of the best players in the game.
Okay, well, unfortunately,
they have one of the best players in the game. And I wish he was playing for the Yankees, Adam Jones.
Okay,
I wish Adam Jones was playing on the Yankees.
Okay, unfortunately, they got the same record as the Yankees. And they got the same record as the Yankees.
Yep, it is what it is for right now.
But
I'm hoping that.
They're 3-4 with their best player.
Huh?
They're 3-4 with their best player.
Yeah. And we're three and four with five of our best players missing.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So don't tell me when they're five, tell me when they're 7-0 with their best player, then that's what you can tell me. They took the Yankees to the limit last year and they couldn't beat us. They're talking about a different story this year, so it is what it is.
We're not talking about last year?
I said, okay, all right.
After further review is working. Can I get an applause for that?
But I'm just saying, you saying with that best player, they should be 7-0. He should be hitting, pitching, and everything. But they were talking about the 4-4. But look at them now; they're 3-4.
So what? What is that? I don't get your logic. The season's 162 games. They could be 2-5. What does it mean?
The season's started.
Huh?
They started out better than last year than they are at this point now. because Baltimore was just the number in the top of the division when the Yankees were struggling last year in the opening game.
But what does that mean? Is the season just, like you just said, last year don't mean nothing. So we talk about this year. So what does that mean?
No. Listen to this. What were they last year? Last year they were 5-1 at one point before they started losing some games. So this
okay, that's 5 out of 6. It's going to be a point in the season when they go 5-6. It's going to be a point in the season when the Yankees go 5-2, 8-3. The season is 162 games long.
I know they got 162 games. That's why I say they keep this glue together until they get their 5 people back, then they'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope Eduardo Nunez keeps hitting and keeps, you know, keeps doing what he does. I hope Kevin Youkilis can stay healthy, you know, and I just hope that, you know, like you said, if everything works according to plan and we start getting our people back, we'll be okay. But I don't need Lyle Overbay at first base. I don't need that in my life. I need Marta Scherer at first base. So I'm just worried right now that, you know, just got to keep it afloat. But when the boat start leaking, I'm still going to be on it. But I'm going to be mad,
well,
but I'm going to still be on it.
The boat ain't going to start leaking. I'm not worried about the boat. The boat ain't leaking.
The boat ain't leaking.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, no doubt.
He found his rhythm. He found his rhythm. He was comfortable in that second game. He was comfortable.
I heard that good stuff. You want to watch the fight, the Mayweather fight?
I'm thinking somebody's having. That's what that May 4th.
Yeah. He just got the okay. He's got his license and all that, and they announced the judges and the officials for the fight on May 4th. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe as it gets closer to it, I might get a little bit more excited.
I'm more excited for
this fight that's coming up Saturday. Nonito Donaire and Guillermo Rigondeaux at Radio City Music Hall. I'm more excited for that fight. That's going to be a good fight. And then a lot of people are like, well, who was that? Well, that's just me. I'm watching that. Nonito Donaire is one of the top fighters that you probably never heard of, but he's nice. And it's going to be a good fight on Saturday night. And it's going to be at Radio City Music Hall, on HBO Saturday night. The fight with Mayweather and Robert Guerrero, I could take it or leave it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because that's another fight that I ain't really, you know, plan on seeing. You know what I mean? So they ain't just throwing fights at us and stuff like that. But again, you know, shout out to, you know, boxers. They're trying to get it together. You know, all the lighter weights are the ones that, you know, are the draws right now. You know, you don't hear nobody talking about the heavyweight division. Everybody's talking about the other divisions, you know? And, look at the Timothy Bradley Moskidov fight. I can't pronounce his name right now. I'm at work. Pavitnikov fight. Look at the fights that was, you know, happening the last couple of months and things of that nature, man. Boxing is trying. You know, they're trying. But I don't know about that. I'm not excited about the Mayweather fight.
When the day comes and I find out where my family's having a little fight party in the year, I'll pick which house I'm going to go to and watch it or whatever.
But
I'm not worried about no fight party. I don't worry about that fight to come up that Saturday.
Yeah, we
Saturday
can do it.
Saturday night.
Yeah. No doubt. I think that's Cinco de Mayo, so it's gonna be a little situation. Connecticut 7, Louisville 5. They just started on the NCAA Women's Championship game.
It'd be so funny if Louisville women win.
Huh?
It'd be funny if Louisville women win this game.
Yeah. You know, it'd be funny if Louisville women win. But that happened a few years ago. I think when UConn UConn won the championship and the women won in the same year, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a few years back. UConn won, the men won, and the women won.
I'll double check that.
So yeah, you make sure you do that.
You know I will.
646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We see you listening out there, but press 1 and you can get on the air and kick it with the mayor and to make it do what it do. Where your boy Mike at? He missing the action?
You don't know Giants and no doubt.
T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey.
How
y'all doing?
What it is, what it do and all that.
Hanging in there.
Kevin Youkilis just hit a home run. Now it's 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a little Yankee update. But what's up, T?
Nothing. Just been talking about coach.
About what?
Mike Rice.
Oh yeah.
That's a big uproar down this way.
What do you think about you know that situation and how it came to be and like the ramifications and did the punishment fit the crime and all of that? Because I have an opinion about that. I was going to talk about that later on, but since we brought it up,
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
What, but
just
you know,
reminded
guys,
me
honestly,
out this.
Honestly.
Uh huh.
If they knew that this was going on all along, they should have took
action
before now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think everybody should have been fined. But if the director knew, he should have spoke on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I think they're going a little bit overboard with it.
Ooh, okay.
That's a different
perspective. I haven't really heard anybody say they're going overboard with it, but I respect that. But you know what? I think with the situation that was going on at Rutgers, I think that, you know, back in December or whatever, when they first caught wind of it, or whenever they first caught wind of it,
exactly.
I think if they would have spoke on it then, I think that the reason they didn't speak on it then, because it was too close to the Penn State situation.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? If they would have spoke on it then, oh my, are you serious? You know what I mean? I think they took that into consideration. But again, look at the AD, Tim Pernetti. If he knew back then, he should have got rid of Mike. He could have said anything. They had philosophical differences or something. You know what I mean?
But did you see homeboy's house?
Did I see his house?
Man, they showed his house on the news and everything,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Homeboy, Mike Rice.
Uh-huh.
Living in a mansion.
Well, that's how the coaches live. The coaches, they don't live in no apartment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this dude making what was it, like 6 figures?
Yeah, I mean, but now if we want to talk about it, let's talk about it. Because he was doing that at his old job at Robert Morris. So if it was that serious at Robert Morris, how come Robert Morris didn't say, Rutgers, look, you really think you want to hire this dude?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what, though, T, it goes to the situation of look at, you know, if it would have been no cell phones, it wouldn't have been no, you know, cameras or whatever,
we would have never known this.
I mean, so are we really, really, you know, okay, they got rid of Mike Rice, they got rid of Pernetti, they gave Pernetti a nice little going away package. You know, see, they gave him an iPad.
that was so tacky.
Don't you think he already got an iPad? But I don't know. This is just, you know, and I think that you know, the stuff that he was doing to them dudes, to grown men. That he was throwing the basketball at their head and calling them out their name and disrespecting
and
them. I'm surprised somebody didn't pull a free well on them and just said,
you know what? That's what I said. I'm surprised that them guys didn't end up, like, just going in on him together. But then they would have gotten in trouble, and then it would have been a situation where they would have been at fault.
So now, if you look at it from a perspective of, they just transfer. You know, they like the big kid that he was throwing the basketballs at his head and calling out his name. He transferred instead of, you know, going through the rigmarole of my coach did this to me and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
He just removed himself from the situation. But that don't mean the situation disappeared. And Eric Murdoch, who blew the whole situation out from the door, okay, it was a situation where he got let go. So he was like, you know what? You want to fire me? And the stuff that I know about you? Oh, okay, that's how you want to play it? Okay. So
and
now here we are.
That's why it hit the fan.
Yep, here we are. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you want to play me, and I know this about you?
Right.
But you know what, though, T? As you know, to play ball, you know what I mean? And the coaches, it wasn't no day in the park. You know, if you was messing up in practice, the coaches would let you know it. They wouldn't put their hands on you and stuff like that. That's going overboard.
Yeah.
But they would let you know, and you're not performing, you know, the way you're supposed to perform or whatever. Be a star, be somebody off the bench or whatever. But you know, I think that it was just the cameras was there, and they shine light on what he was doing. Whatever's done in the dark was gonna come to light.
He lucky though. He really lucky.
Oh yeah, because if he'd have been at. Some Seton Hall or some school in the
beat him down. He would have got the beat down.
Man.
Anywhere else, he would have got the beat down.
Yeah,
Them brothers wouldn't have took that. Latrell Sprewell wouldn't have had nothing on them. Nathan.
Word is bond.
Not nothing but Nathan. I've been following it, like I say, Christy, he even came back off his vacation early. And he, like, what animal? He called him an animal. It's getting deeper, because now the courts is involved, and it's just crazy.
Mm.
But a lot of people want to come out with that. And you know who said something? Ray Rice was talking about Coretti was a good guy, and he liked Coretti. I'm like, holy.
Right.
Well, that's probably what he knew him as. That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna say. Ray is going to have his opinion. He's not going to be like, I remember when I saw him beating up somebody in the hallway. He recruited that dude. So he doesn't have him being involved in this madness.
But that's another sport.
Coretti's the athletic director over everything.
Right. So you're telling me that he's telling Ray Rice what's going on with the basketball situation?
That's what I said. Because I said, why would Ray Rice even say something?
He knows it from the football side. That's what I'm saying. That would be my guess. But again, like you said, that would have been some inner city school, and he was doing the ball. Man.
Man, they would have whipped
him. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. So why do you think that they went overboard as far as with the repercussions that were handed out?
The repercussions probably now you're gonna be more repercussions coming out.
Because now you're talking about court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
On the court, which hey, you got to do what you got to do. But all of the way that everybody is like going in. Like, I can't think of that professor when it first happened, and they were stopping people talking in the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of that professor's name. But he was like, yeah, he should be fired. You got people
he's
that are
out
going to fire now.
Huh? A professor spoke out?
A professor from Rutgers
said he should,
and that was before they fired him.
I'm quite sure it's a gag order now.
I'm wondering if this was what, and I hate to say it like this, but if it was a black coach, he would have been fired.
If it was a black coach, they probably would have been fighting.
But.
Nowadays, you just can't. I can't find any. Let me see. I can't find any kind of sympathy or kind of like reasoning behind and say, well, Mike Rice, he was, justified or he did what he was supposed to do as a coach. No, you don't do that.
If that's how
you get across the kids, then you shouldn't be working with them.
You know somebody compared, like, when they was talking about, Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight was this type of coach. Bobby Knight was a tough coach. But he ain't do what did what Rice did in the gym.
You gotta check. Bobby Knight was Bobby Knight was off the hook. A lot of them coaches are off the hook, but not off the hook like that, Dokia. Bobby Knight will get in your face. Bobby Knight will call you out your name probably. You know what I'm saying? Right. But he's not going to throw no basketball at you.
That's what my brother was saying.
Hold on. We got another call on the line. We got, Shaquana. What's good, Shaquana? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Do you guys know the basketball player Kevin Wade, who just got injured?
Right. From
Do you think after he recovers that he'll still play the same way or better?
I think he will.
I just hope that in regards to the severity of the injury that he suffered, that he could come back and I don't know if he's going to be at full strength or whatever, but I hope that he could come back and just be able to run and jump and leap and shoot and play defense again, regardless of, you know, what level. But I never seen an injury like that, so I don't really don't know.
What happened? Why would you say that? Why would you think he wouldn't come back? I'm thinking the technology is a little bit different. I think he get the right conditioning coach. I think he can come back and do, because he's motivated to get back to where he was at when he got injured. That's not like fair to Kevin. I'm just saying we're not going to be back at his full.
I didn't say he wasn't going to be back. Due to the severity of the injury. You ever seen anybody from an injury like that? Was Joe Theismann the same after he got his leg broke by Lawrence Taylor? That's my only point. You know what I'm saying? That injury, his bone came out the skin. Like, yo.
Michael Bush came out the skin, too.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
I can't hear you. What were you saying?
I said Michael Bush came out the skin, too, when he got injured. Michael Bush had
the
skin.
Michael Bush is a football injury, right? Okay, like you were saying, Shaquana, thank you. I'm going to answer your question for you. I would hope that he could come back, you know what I mean? But it's going to be a long road. I would hope to see him, you know, come back in some type of capacity.
Can y'all enlighten me on, I don't know a lot about basketball.
T, yeah. you've really been heavy on grandma duty? You didn't hear about Kevin Ware? You didn't hear about Kevin Ware?
I'm gonna
let Shaquana. You still with us? Hello. Oh well. Anyway, I'm gonna let Kia explain to you the injury and what happened. Cause I don't even like talking about it. Go ahead, Kia. Tell her what happened.
What happened to you? He jumped. He came down the wrong. He came down the wrong way. You know how you come down the wrong way? You think you snap your foot? Instead of him snapping his foot, he snapped his foot where his bone just came out like it was severed. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Ouch. On national TV.
On national television.
And I taped that game.
And T, if you wasn't really paying attention, you would be like, why everybody just start crying? Dude, it was falling down on the floor. People were throwing up, and it was crazy.
It was awful.
It was crazy.
When I saw it,
bone popped out the
what they did too, which I like, they closed it, like they didn't show it no more.
I was even gonna ask you about that, Kia. What did you think about the coverage? How CBS covered that?
I think it was the best way. They didn't replay it.
Right.
But you never knew they didn't replay it because they didn't want nobody to be like seeing it. I think it was the best thing to do.
Right. The coaches were crying. People was just falling all out but let me ask you this, on another note, here we go. Do you think they oversaturated the story with Kevin Ware? You know how they had him sitting on the, you know, sitting, you know, down by the, you know, in the corner, you know, on the floor. Do you think they, you know, showed it too much? They talked about they showed his reaction after every basket. Hold on one second. We got my man Philly the Kid on the line. Philly, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
Well, thank you, my man. Thank you.
What's happening? We were just talking in the middle of a conversation, talking about the injury to Kevin Ware and how CBS covered it. And we have somebody, we have a person that's on the line with us right now that didn't even know what happened. So, I mean, I guess the news is just spreading right now. We're just putting, you know, tea onto some brand new news right now.
Right. Well,
we're educating you right now after further review. But Philly, what's good, man? Thanks for calling, my dude. What's happening?
No, I would have been here. I called the wrong number. I called that first number you gave me, the 347 number.
That's my.
I thought I was there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. But welcome to the show, my dude. You made it. You here?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sitting there watching this Flyers game and listening to y'all.
All right, you watching the Flyers and listening after further review. We appreciate that and all that. What's up with your Phillies, man?
Man, they doing good right now. We actually up 8-3. Can you believe it? And guess who's going to win?
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Exactly. It's always Cliff Lee that wins the games.
Yeah.
Nobody else is winning. They suck. Like right now, but I mean, there's no panic. It's the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
that's
they got to work the mechanics out. But honestly, I think Doc is lying, and he's actually injured, and he doesn't want to admit it.
Hmm.
I'm just being honest and throwing that out there. I actually think he's injured, and he doesn't want to admit that he is.
Okay.
And it's like, how funny is it that he's actually telling the coaches what to do? Like, how does a pitcher tell everybody else what to do?
Well, you know, Roy Halladay earned that. I guess he earned that, you know what I mean? From, you know, I guess, you know, he earned that spot to do that. But I'm waiting for, you know who I'm waiting for to show up for y'all, for the Phillies? Dominic Brown. We've been talking
he's
about him for like 4 years. Huh?
He's definitely showing up. He just hit a home run today. Yeah, he's definitely
that's
showing
what it
up
is.
This year.
They put that, because they put that pressure on him. They went and got, Ben Revere. And then he went and got the other outfielder.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Exactly. They put something on, and he's nice. Ben is nice.
Ben was nice in Minnesota.
I'm a Phillies fan. What other team would I watch? But yeah, he's very nice.
It's 9-1 the Yankees game. Cabrera hit this home run.
Yeah, but
I got a problem with the Yankees.
You got
they
you
took
you
from me.
You rocking with your Sixers? Or I'm just trying to keep it, you know, all aspects of your situation right now.
That is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Really? They suck. I haven't been.
That is how you really feel.
I haven't been with the Sixers since Iverson left. Like, I don't even know. Like, they get,
we
like,
got a
the
score.
We got
a score update. We do, like, little score updates. The fourth quarter is just starting. Brooklyn, 85.
The Sixers,
62. I'm sorry.
That's regular. I mean, I expected that. I'm not even surprised.
What do you think about the Andrew Bynum situation?
Really? I'm waiting for him to pack his bags and leave Philadelphia before one of us burn his house down. Like, he doesn't understand. This is Philadelphia. You work here. This is a blue-collar city. You work here. When you're getting paid and you're not working in this city, it's a big problem. Everybody hates you because we all go out there and work. We're a blue-collar, you know, tie up your boots, lace them up, let's get it in the fucking city. Well, excuse me.
Hold on. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
But that's the type of city
like
we are.
In time.
Yeah, so, like, to see somebody making, what do you make, $16 million this year? And he didn't bounce a basketball or score a point? I got a better average than him for the Sixers.
Yeah.
And I ain't do nothing.
Right.
Check my 2K
stats. That's crazy.
I mean, come on, like, the boys, man, I want him out the city. And
okay.
I, like, speak for basically everybody else in the city.
I can imagine. I can imagine, because I mean, when you say, you know, when you know, the deal was made, like, okay, the Sixers got Andrew Bynum. If he does what he's supposed to do, if he's going to play,
everything
is good. But that if was never removed from the front of the sentence. It always was if.
It never was. And not only that, I work at the place where he was introduced. I was out there actually being all hype, pre-hyping it at the National Constitution Center. I'm the cook at the place where he was introduced when he got traded to us.
Right.
So I'm up there trying to get the autograph, all this. But, I mean, I'm like, yo, dog, you couldn't put on a better outfit and comb your hair before you got introduced as a Sixers? So I just, like,
he's
I
like, yo, I'm about
like
to, he's like, I'm about
time.
To rob them for $16 million. Okay.
Exactly. And now I look back on it, it's like, he knew what he was doing the whole time.
Yeah, I'm about to rob
care.
These.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But,
knock his hustle. You can never do that.
Oh, yeah, you can't knock the hustle. Nah. Get it how you live, my dude. But I'm just saying,
you're
like.
Bread, but I'm just saying, like, I got no respect for you anymore now, sir.
I mean, and, you know, the Sixers going through it, the Phillies trying to make it happen, the Flyers.
Do you understand this is the worst year in Philadelphia sports I ever lived through?
Let me take you to the football chamber right quick, because we got another Eagles fan on the line with us.
Oh, thanks.
Just wanted to know
somebody here with me.
Yeah, T, Philly the kid, T. There you go. So what do you think about Chip Kelly, man?
I mean, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon just yet. We did that too much. Two seasons. Like,
bro,
jumping on the bandwagon with Namdi. And I know he's a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid sucks. But, like, I can't commit myself right now. I'm a hurt fuck. I'm like a girl that got scorned right now by my football team.
Mm-hmm.
I
can't
right.
actually say I want to go back
right.
with my girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to really mess with my boyfriend. I don't know. I'm in limbo.
Mm.
I love her, but I don't want to get hurt again.
Right, right, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So I'm just going to sit back and see what she do.
I hear you.
Like, this whole year hurt.
That's
the Flyers are hurting.
What you're saying.
Oh, wow. Hang on. I didn't hear you.
I said that sounded like a winner, what you just said, you know, because why get your hopes up? And then the same thing happened like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just,
I mean,
you don't want to, like, put your heart into it this year. I'm just going to sit back and see.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. Chip Kelly is saying a lot of good things. They're making a lot of good moves. I don't like all these quarterbacks we have. I'll put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got, like, six quarterbacks on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I like, yes, we have, I'm exaggerating, but we have about four quarterbacks on our roster.
You was close.
How about
you was close.
I'm just going to sit back and just see what happens. Like, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, like, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I don't want to, all I want them to do is win one game. That's
mm-hmm.
all. Take it one
yeah.
game at a time. I'm not talking Super Bowl, going to playoffs. Chip
right.
Kelly is the savior.
Right.
Coordinators,
right.
Are, yeah, exactly.
So you
I'm
see, so basically,
anything.
So basically, you see past all of that.
Yeah,
you're not really
I,
trying
I
to, you know.
I see it. I'm not believing it yet.
Hmm.
I want to see what
I,
this produces, and
I
don't
like
our owner. I still think he's the stupidest person in football. In the NFL, Jeffrey Lurie is the stupidest person
in
the NFL.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I can't trust the decisions he makes.
I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. They're going to have to show me.
I hear you.
I'm not even getting.
Is Vic your quarterback?
We don't know who the quarterback is. This is how crazy the whole situation is. We don't know who the quarterback is.
Mm.
Do I want Foles to be the quarterback? No.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't have a strong enough arm.
Right.
He has the arm, but I don't think he has the confidence anymore.
Right.
Now maybe he earns that back during this off season, but if he goes out and falters two games, saying he becomes a starter, and he falters two games, we're going to go through the same cycle we went through last time.
Hmm.
But I will say this: the saving grace is the whole O line is back. From Jason Peters to everyone. Everyone is back. So everyone is healthy now. So I don't want excuses.
So there's no excuses.
Sick.
Okay.
Here's a stat. My pressure, 42% of all the snapbacks he took.
Uh-huh.
You know what's ironic? This last season, what's ironic is, you know he was number two. You know who was number one? Kevin Carr.
And Kevin Cobb is in Buffalo right now. He's just all over the place.
That's right. That's right.
He just got picked up by Buffalo. It's crazy. It's crazy that you know, he has a job and he's bouncing all over the place and still, like you said, you know, you don't know who your quarterback is. You know, Kevin Cobb thought Kevin Cobb was your quarterback, and he done been, you know, across the country and back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just hope that, I'm glad that the Eagles, not in my division. I don't got to worry about you and things of that nature. But the division that you in is not helping y'all situation at all. Y'all in, like, the hardest division. Like, wow. You know what I mean? And do you want to have, you know, look at the quarterbacks in your division. Tony Romo, right? RG3 and Eli Manning. So where are you going to fit? Where's your quarterback going to fit in that mix right there?
Is RG better now?
He said he's on point to be ready for week one.
Yep, he said he's ready. Okay. He's up and conditioning well, he says.
You know, and you know, I think that, you know,
they could be rated up there with those guys. He had the right offensive line behind him. I think he could be met with RG3, Eli. I seen him. He had the right offensive line to do that.
Is
he going to be the star?
Is he going to be what?
Is Vic going to be the star?
If Vic wants the job, he's gonna be the starter.
What are you gonna do?
You know? Both of them got points to prove. And like you know, Philly said, well, the offensive line is straight now. So Michael Vick should have his comfort level.
There's no excuse.
All right, so he should have his comfort level, so there you go. You know?
There's definitely no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is back now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear no excuse about, well, if they go out and look like trash, that's
mm-hmm.
one thing, but I doubt
that's
going to happen.
Right.
They got that definitely on their back that they look like garbage. Like, we are just the trash in the NFL right now besides Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have everything to prove. So,
honestly, the way that they played last year, a high school team could have beat them.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a lot of stuff
that they was dealing with, man. It was a lot of stuff they was dealing with. You know, the son, Andy Reid's son passing away, and you know, all that other stuff that they was dealing with. So I mean,
like Philly said,
you
got to
look at it and consider last season kind of like a wash. You know what I mean? So like you said, this year is no excuses. You know, you got a fresh coach. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Your quarterback
fresh
situation
players.
is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But everything else is pretty good. Your defense is all right, whatever. You know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about him getting burnt no more. You know what I mean? So do what you got to do, you know? And hopefully you can contend in the NFC East. It's going to be crazy this season. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And I was having a conversation today. I was talking about Darrell Revis or whatever. I said, because I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I like Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So my thing was, I'm not worried about Darrell Revis. You know what I'm worried about with my team? I'm worried about Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman is garbage. And they don't talk about – I think Josh Freeman is one of the most talented dudes in the NFL, but he don't play like – he's a little bit above
smart.
Mark Sanchez, if you ask me.
I don't think so. I think he don't play smart. I think he's a deep way above Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez don't play smart either. He's a step above Mark Sanchez. What has Josh Freeman done? Besides throw interceptions.
Yo, no, you didn't say he doesn't play smart.
That's right. I'm hard body on my team, man. How come nobody talks about Josh Freeman? How come everybody talks about you? Talk about every other quarterback in the league, and you don't talk about Josh Freeman.
You just said he only a step above Sanchez. Thank you.
So, I'm a Tampa Bay fan. So I'm gonna keep it 100%. Josh Freeman should be talked about in the same breath as some of these other quarterbacks. He might not be on that higher level, but come on, yo, he should be definitely doing more than what he's done
in
the NFL.
I think everybody should be hard on their quarterback. I'm hard on Ben. I see Ben sitting there.
But you got two rings.
You know what I'm saying?
I will trash Vic, and I do not subtweet. I will trash him myself if he messes up. I'm telling you.
I don't have no problem with that.
I ain't mad at you. But I'm going to say from a Tampa Bay Buccaneer perspective, we are right. And we should have done better and do better, but I blame it on the quarterback. I don't blame it on the secondary, the offensive line, the defensive line. We good right there. But our quarterback is suspect.
I heard that.
Man, at least you got a singular suspect. We got like basically a whole ring around the rosy type of freaking...
team full of suspects. Team full of suspects.
I don't know these people. The whole team is suspect right now, except the offensive line. I don't know these people.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody we're getting right now, I don't know these people.
Never heard of them.
I feel you, Philly.
Mm.
I
just don't know who these people are.
When you said the offensive line, I think the offensive line was the suspect because they didn't protect Zeke like they're supposed to protect Zeke. That whole offensive line was suspect.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
But he said the offensive line is back now, so they won't have that won't be
no,
an
they're
excuse.
Back now. They were injured and everything. It was a patchwork O-line.
Uh-huh.
So now they're all back. They're all back healthy.
Playing in their right position.
Grimenez. We got Peters back. Everybody is back cool.
Is Sean healthy now?
Hold on. What happened?
Is Sean healthy now?
We want to see.
Yeah,
he's
said
supposedly
he said
yes. He's running around.
That answer sounded suspect.
You can't really trust these people until you see them on the field. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
We were talking to him the other day.
But from what they're saying, yes, he's healthy.
Okay.
I want to ask Philly a question. Do you think that Deshaun was going through this because of them not giving him what he wanted, or?
No, I'll tell you what Deshaun
really
is. Come on, look at him. Look at him. Deshaun is a pretty boy.
Yeah,
he's trying to just extend his career. So if it means going across the middle and getting cracked and getting a concussion, he ain't doing it no more. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It ain't happening. After that first concussion, you're not doing it no more.
Right.
He's a pretty boy. He's not Jerry Rice.
Mm.
Right.
I can't even compare him to like an old receiver because they all
went
out there and left it on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and went over the middle. I don't know who I compare him to except Deshaun Jackson.
Mm.
He's the first NFL. Well, you know what? No. He's a worse type of T.O.
A name just popped in my head as you were talking about Deshaun and how, you know, the situation's going down, how they got their money and then they, you know, or they wanted their money and they didn't play or whatever. I'm going to give you an example of somebody who, after they got their money, they started running out of bounds. Sean Alexander of Seattle. When he got his money, before he got his blue, he was beasted. When he got his money, oh, no, he started tiptoeing and running out of bounds.
Because of those contract stipulations kill players.
Yeah.
They do. I'm just putting it out there. Those stipulations, they just destroy people.
Yeah, man.
And you see it right now with Deshaun Jackson. First season, he running all over the place like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
You seen
Miracle at the Meadowlands and all this craziness?
Ever. Yeah. The best NFL play ever. Deshaun
mm-hmm.
Jackson.
That's right.
When
that's
he
right.
ran after he got that contract.
When he
what have you been doing?
They just played that on the NFL because that was one of the top things that they're gonna do with that 2010 where he had an awesome year. 2010 was a year for him. And it's like they showed that play when he took that call back for the Giants and ran
yes.
all
yes, the
Miracle
Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Number two.
But you know what? Seems like he ain't did nothing since then, though.
No, that's what they were saying.
Exactly.
He
has not done anything since then.
Because he's looking for that money. That's why. He ran all over the Meadowlands trying to get that money.
Those stipulations.
That's why I was asking Billy.
We won't see it this year.
No, you won't see that this year.
He's going to be going more for the stipulations than actually just playing football.
He's
going to
be tiptoeing. He's going to be tiptoeing out of bounds like Sean Alexander.
You
know,
that's
young,
why
hungry
I was asking you.
Just out of college.
You think
that's
that
what
he
we need
was,
right now.
You know, reacting the way that he was, you know, because of him not getting that money, you know, because it seemed like when they told him he wasn't getting what he wanted, and that's when it was like he just like didn't even care.
He just started pouting.
Oh my God!
I agree with you 100% on that team because the same thing with Wallace.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about y'all.
Wallace was flying because he was about to get his money.
Jeez.
Wallace was flying. He didn't get his money. And what did Wallace do? Drop all these bad passes that Ben threw in. Drop the ball. You think we as Steelers fans are upset because
That's right, Kia. That's right. And then you know what happened? The first hit, he caught the first thing smoking out of there.
And you think we were glad when the first thing smoking.
Mike Wallace.
We were glad. Because you know what? All the balls he dropped, and he wanted all that money. All that money he wanted, and he was dropping balls.
You're right, and Deshaun did the same identical
thing. I agree with you.
Because a lot of those balls He should have had him. And that's just like when he flipped the ball to the, what was it, to the coaches, I mean, to the ref, and they gave him those, what, 15 yards because of the disrespect or whatever. You know, it was just like he was doing things too, like actually just.
He's a cocky receiver.
Okay. I mean, he was just, to me, he just didn't care. He was playing because, hey, I'm going to get paid regardless, but I'm not giving my all.
But do these, let me say this, not to cut you off, T. Do these cats realize?
Yeah, but I couldn't really say that he's not out there. Go ahead.
Let me say this, Philly. Do these cats realize that, you know, even if you're in your walk year, that, you know, your team is not the only team that's watching you. Somebody else who might have an interest in you might be watching you.
There
and
you
if
go.
They see how you, if they see how you acting in that scenario, they don't
want
to be bothered with you.
That's
so nobody's telling you to be a goody two shoes or sit on your hands and all that. Do you?
But with the
understanding that if so and so don't give you that big money deal you're looking for, you need to look in the mirror, and that's why you didn't get that big money deal you're looking for.
You because you're not going to get it the way that you're acting. You know,
especially not now.
Whatever style you're trying to go at, that other team or those other managers, they're not looking at you.
They don't want to be bothered with you.
It's too much. You know, he's not going to play if he don't get what he wants.
Right.
You know, he's just going to give up. And that's what I looked at Deshaun doing, is giving up when he didn't get what he wants.
I tend to disagree because Miami Dolphins game was what he wanted. They saw how he played last year.
But wait till he start dropping some passes. Wait till he drop a pass. Wait till he drop that third and six from Tannehill.
That's
he was wide open.
Agree,
wait till he dropped then.
Agree,
then.
Agree,
hey.
Nobody he
hey.
Dropped those balls, but he dropped the bin was going to go wide open because he coming to kill. You know, it doesn't make any sense. No sense what he did this past season.
No doubt, man. So we here, man.
You know,
GQ Power Sports. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in. We got Philly the Kid in the building. We got Kia with us. We got T with us. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. We chopping it up. So yeah, Kia. So again, if you don't, it's a thing. Also, from the player's perspective, don't you have to like guarantee me some money? Because again, they can give me a big money deal.
Let
I can get hurt.
Something.
They can turn around and cut me tomorrow.
We already know. We already knew. The Rooney told him, you know, they put a franchise that he wasn't. He didn't even perform to even be considered getting some money.
Right.
Because Wallace came in that game and the passes that we should have won, fumble ball, get the ball, run, and then don't have the ball. It's a fumble.
The whole situation with Mike Wallace as a whole was that you saw the tactics that he pulled on the Steelers. And again, like you said, the owners of the Steelers, they don't play that.
They don't play that.
They don't play that at all. And they don't care what you did. They don't care who you are. They don't care what it is. They're going to come out ahead because they own the team. So Mike Wallace did all that diva stuff that wide receivers do. Then when it came time to show and prove, you ain't show and prove.
No, it's nothing. And everybody can know that's one thing about
the Yeah, it's Nnamdi Azikiwe about that.
Oh, man. Oh, don't get me started on Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Man,
don't get me started on him.
That show and prove. $42 million. How many interceptions he got this year? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I used to be, after every Eagles game, I would be like, Nnamdi got his Asamoah busted.
He didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing.
Nnamdi Asamoah sucks, yo. Nnamdi, I don't know what film that they was looking at when Nnamdi was on the Raiders. I don't know what film they was watching, because when Nnamdi came to the Eagles, oh my,
fans are actually saying we didn't use him right. No, he's just
he's garbage. You did use him right. He's garbage.
Thank
he didn't play right. Not the awesome one. He's just garbage.
Yo,
and then you know what? When they said that he was eating his yo, Philly. They said when Nnamdi was eating his lunch in the car, he should have been eating his lunch in the car in Delaware.
Oh my god!
It was a dream, all
those footballs he got burnt on. He might as well have, because it was a barbecue.
Oh my goodness!
Jesus Christ!
I was like, who is this dude, yo?
That's probably why he was in the car. He was eating all those barbecue footballs.
He was eating all them good cheese steaks.
Yeah, he was. Trust me. He was catching something in his mouth because it wasn't footballs.
And he it was no dream thing. That's what Vince Young.
Please never speak of Vince Young in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Do you think he deserves another chance?
No.
Vince Young doesn't deserve any other chance except to do charity work. He needs to do cancer work or something, because quarterbacking is not him.
Oh, my God. All of them. They just came there and, you know, like I said, we have issues with our, you know, like Ben is healthy. Ben is playing well. You know, receivers, running back. I think that the coaches have to figure it out. It's just like Rooney's not giving out no money. Rooney's have not built on giving out money. We have one championship without big name stars. So
right.
I'm not worrying about
right.
who needs to come to the building spot. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all let Rod Woodson go.
I'm not worrying about that.
I hear you.
You know what?
Kia, don't you kind of feel like it's kind of like, okay, you kind of like, you know, you proved us right. You know what I mean? He went through all that drama last year in training camp. He came in, he was dropping passes, Now he's in Miami. So we kind of proved that Rooney's right. Like, we're not going to invest our money in this dude.
Right, that's what these schools don't say. They grab the tape. They, you know, because we're going to take this. And I can't wait till we play them. You know, I can going to be all up in. They would have just made it home. You know, they're going to be like punching him on that field.
Is Miami on your schedule?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping they are. I don't know. I'm hoping they are.
Hold on.
I don't think
so. Let me see. I'll look and see. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
The mayor.
Yeah, what's up, T?
You remember last year during football season, you was like, you know what? All the unexpected is doing the expected. Everybody that you said that was going to do the unexpected did the unexpected.
Yeah, I mean,
you called it like it really was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know, but I just think that, you know, again, as, you know, looking at it from a point of view, from a long range, I mean, I get fanatical, too, and all of that, but look at it from a long range, you just kind of, like, kind of see things and whatever, let them play out. But, yeah, Kia, they come into Heinz Field. Miami will be at Heinz Field.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I think we play the Jets. I mean, we play the Buffalo, so we
think
we play.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see?
I don't know why I'm asking you this. Did you see the Miami Dolphins new logo?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Ain't nobody.
All right. Island or something.
Ain't nobody
starting
to go off
it. I thought it looked like something like real crazy.
Yeah, it looked like Philly. It looked like a mean Flipper. Remember that show Flipper? it got Flipper with the screw face.
Wow.
Yo, he said it looked like a mean Flipper.
It looked like a mean Flipper, my dude.
I'm looking at it right now.
It looked like a mean Flipper.
You're just disrespecting whole Miami in one shot.
Flipper looks like that. Blurred up. But yeah, the Dolphins will be in Hines this year. Yeah. The Dolphins will be in Hines this year.
Flyers lost.
I'll be glad.
Flyers lost, Phillies won. Okay. Yeah, so y'all got.
Flyers playoffs are over.
You don't think y'all gonna make the playoffs?
Nope. Not after the day.
Let me see.
That's it. And I gotta go to a game.
Oh, y'all lost to the Islanders, man?
The Brooklyn
Islanders. Shout out to the Brooklyn Islanders. They'll be at the Barclays Center in 2 years.
That's so dirty. And I got to go to a Flyers game Tuesday playing the Rangers.
Okay.
I'll make sure I take pictures and tweet them to you.
Yeah,
so
make
you
sure you do that,
face.
My dude. Make sure you do that.
Yeah,
we're going to talk behind the scenes, my man. No doubt. Word up. Oh, man, yeah. Y'all, yeah, I mean, y'all five points behind. Oh, yeah, y'all lost to the Islanders. Y'all 5 points behind.
We're about a six. We're about six, 7 points behind now.
And you got 10 games left. Ooh.
Nope, mm-hmm. Nine now.
Nine now. Okay, well, they didn't count tonight's yet. They didn't put tonight's thing in there yet. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We suck.
Right. Wow. Sorry to hear that. Let's have a moment of silence for the Philadelphia Flyers.
All right. Yeah, because their season just died in New York.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to the Rangers,
the
though.
Respect. I appreciate the respect.
Yeah, we try to be respectful here after further review, man. We try to respect everybody's situation. Everybody can't win, you know, all the time, you know, so we respect everybody's situation.
I'm just asking for a couple wins, like, Jesus.
I hear you.
You got a sweet little body, God.
I hear you.
To the Islanders.
Mm. Yeah, the Islanders got the eighth spot.
They're like the Sixers of the NHL.
The Sixers of the NHL. No doubt, man.
Shelly, you're repping all Philly teams, right?
I'm just really sad.
Yeah,
I was supposed to be wearing
orange
into the summertime, and now
right?
It's over.
I'm Jersey now, but I still love my Philly people. You know.
You need to go back down to Philly and help your Philly people out.
Yeah, you know
what? To go down to the Wells Fargo Center and beat somebody. Like, I'm pissed off. I can't believe
Philly the kid is upset,
like
y'all. Philly the kid is upset. It's gonna be all right.
4-1.
Press the applause button. Applaud that.
They do have a beautiful stadium there. Lincoln Stadium.
Yeah, they got all three of their stadiums is beautiful.
That's a beautiful stadium. I was at
Lincoln last year for the Eagles and the Bengals game.
Beautiful stadium. You're right. You,
man,
you
I hate life right now. It sucks.
It's gonna be all right, my dude. It's
gonna
be all right.
We're
gonna talk you off that limb, my dude. It's gonna be all right.
I can't believe they didn't make
Philly, man. We got to do what we got to do and keep our hopes alive. You know, that's all I can say to you.
It's so hard being from Philly this year.
I used to work for them. You know, I even thought about going back.
I'm just saying, like, every team sucks.
Yeah.
Every team. From the Phillies to who even counts the Sixers? They suck anyway. The Phillies, the Flyers, the Eagles, the whole thing just sucked this year.
I'm going to take a hiatus
from sports for a while. I'm going to watch some badminton.
I'm gonna watch badminton.
Some lacrosse.
They got a nice connect four league going on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna watch some connect four. Like,
what you gonna
play ball? Wrestling. Like when I was younger, I might just go back to WWE. This stuff is.
Oh man, WrestleMania was off the hook, son.
Yes, it was.
I heard. See,
yeah.
It's probably been better than what I'm going through this last
rack.
Couple weeks.
The champ is here again.
My people
to WrestleMania. Yeah, man. WrestleMania. I don't know how Vince McMahon does it, man. I don't understand it.
Can you imagine how much that he gotta have Bill Gates money?
I don't understand.
He definitely got the formula.
For real.
He definitely got that, John.
Even the
Foles
was short
acting
the Foles. You know? Arena
football.
The Foles.
Oh, the Philadelphia
Foles. Philly's off of T-shirts.
hey, but Philly, look, check this out. You got B-Hop, though, my dude.
Yeah, we got...
You got B-Hop all day, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
We got
so it can't be all that bad.
Garcia coming up.
We're going to talk about that fight, man, as it gets closer.
I actually worked with his girlfriend.
Who, Danny Garcia?
Danny Garcia, yeah.
Okay. What do you think about that fight with him and Zab Judah? I don't know.
Who, Danny?
Danny, yeah.
He rocked him.
I'm saying they fight in April 27th.
Oh.
Hold on, didn't they fight already?
Nah, that fight got canceled because Danny Garcia hurt his ribs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he got injured. He injured his bicep.
I
thought they actually fought already.
Nah, they fight April 27th. It's coming up.
What's that, on a Friday or Saturday?
That's a Saturday, Key. They ain't had fights on Friday night on TV since Howard Cosell was alive, unless you watch Friday night fights on ESPN. You know?
Wow.
For real. They ain't have it.
I forgot. I saw the trash talking joint. I thought
the press conference with his father.
I was thinking of the last fight.
Right. Yeah, it's going
My man ain't going to trash him.
You think he gonna beat Zabuda?
I mean, Zab done, cuz.
I kind of think he's done too, man.
It's my man's turn.
It can only end up one or two ways. It can end up a good way, or it can end up a real bad way. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking the boy ain't got it no more.
Yeah.
Zab nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
he's
Zab
nice.
Nice. Respect due to Zab, man. But
yeah, exactly. I just don't think he got it with the ball.
You know?
Who got NCAA Player of the Year? Who got Player of the Year?
Player of the Year? Trey Burke.
Yeah. Huh? Okay.
Trey Burke.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And what's his name got Player of the tournament? I don't know how that works. They just must do it just for that one game. Luke Hancock.
I don't know how that works.
But who understands what the NCAA does, man?
I don't even watch it.
I heard that Weird Mother had to pay her, I guess the family had to whatever, she flew to Indianapolis because he was at Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis and he injured. And they, when she flew down there, I don't know about the airfare or whatever. I said, I know who they were going to pay for it, but that's a violation. So you couldn't expect, they said the school should have paid for her to fly, but they couldn't pay for her to fly to see her son. Because that was a total violation if they would have paid for her to fly to see her son. I agree that Louisville should not have paid because that would have been a violation in the school.
That's good.
Yeah, I hear you. But that situation is that situation. How often does that happen? You know what I mean?
It doesn't happen.
And so to all of that, now it gets to the ballistics of, I can't pay for the mother to come see her son because it doesn't.
You know what
to me, that's too much for me. I don't got no time for all that.
Too much when I heard that. I'm like, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Not taking that for wear because, with the crutches and they lowered the rim down. It was good to see that they lowered the rim down so he could cut the rest of the it was a traumatic game for him at Duke, against Duke, because of what happened. And for the team, and for him not to pass out, to look all that. I mean, he was conscious the whole time.
Right.
And people
were
shocked that he was conscious because his leg is like broken off.
Right. Hey, funny, but yeah, you're right. How you put it, you're right. It's broken off, man.
I was like, oh my God. And all of a sudden, the TV just went like, oh, is this broken off?
Yeah.
Stop. And then when you saw the players, and I got to give much respect to Duke's coach because he said, and he went over to Patino and said, listen, if you need to take time or whatever, we don't have no problem with, y'all warm, whatever. We can resume the game and stuff like that and things like that. Because it was like, for Duke players to see that, it was dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said, how often does that happen? So, what would have been a big problem, considering what the NCAA is dealing with and what they're going through? What would have been the big problem to say, okay, Ms. Ware, we're going to fly you from, wherever you are to Indianapolis?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What would have been the big problem? This is an extenuating circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
not to mention
me,
how much money they made.
Right.
Like, it should have been
nothing. God.
Listen, what? So I think that would have been, I don't even think that should have been a factored into the conversation. But again, we're dealing with the NCAA here. So
exactly. You couldn't pay for a flight in the hotel room?
Right.
Yeah. And Zero was saying something about, do he lose his scholarship? I don't think he would lose his scholarship because I think the way he's talking, I want to go about what Weir's talking. I can't go about what nobody else is talking because only Weir's going to know if he's so motivated because he knows what people are saying right now. Like, he's not going to come back or he's not going to be the same. So Weir's going to be more motivated now to get back on track to be all his, naysayers out of this figure, like he's not gonna be the same. If he's not gonna be the same, he's gonna be closer to the same. So he's gonna be the kid that's gonna be in the early working position because they already got him up. They stick it in 6 weeks. That's what Tina said. They're gonna have him doing like crab walking.
Right.
But again,
you know that injury. My thing is, I'm thinking about as you were talking, Kia. I was thinking about Marcus Lattimore. You know what I mean? The kid from South Carolina messed his knee up. Yeah, that was a devastating injury right there. You know what I mean? He's going to come back. You know what I mean? So nothing's impossible. Like you were saying before, he might come back, be better than ever. You know what I mean? But if Mike was, you know how the rest of that goes. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, he got to be able to walk before he can jog. Be able to jog before he can run. Then he got to get his timing down and get the stop and start. You know what I mean? Got to run backwards and think. You know, so it's gonna be a lot of work. But I hope that I pray that he gets it together. He can come back, man. Because nobody deserves to go out like that. Nobody.
What he said was,
I will give him that. Yes. Definitely.
2.5 hours surgery. He said once they had him sedated, once he went into surgery, uh-huh. 2.5 hours surgery. He said not less than 24 hours, they already had him out walking on the Wednesday.
That's a good thing. That's positive.
He said he was out walking the next day when his mother saw him. He was out walking. His doctor had him out walking.
Philly, let me ask you a question, my dude. Do you think that CBS oversaturated the coverage with Kevin Ware?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Every time they scored a basket or got a reaction shot from him?
Oh, yeah, they use it. And then they use it again when I don't know if it was showed on CBS because I don't watch NCAA. But if it was showed in the Final Four on CBS, they use it again, and they probably focused more on Louisville than they did anybody. But definitely when that injury happened, they used it for ratings. You can't tell me they didn't. It was like they totally stopped the game. And I understand he messed himself up, but like you said, we've seen this before. Not as severe.
Right.
But we've seen injuries before, and they carry on. And it wasn't no carrying on with this. They over-exaggerated it, and then the next... No, I understand they had to stop the game. I understand severe injuries.
But I think Philly's point is this. Look at the severity of the injury.
The next two days,
he was on ESPN and doing
still
an interview.
They kept it going. Exactly.
His leg, like you said, his leg damn near fell off. It got broke off. And 2 days later, he's on ESPN doing an interview.
But listen to me, you know what I'm saying? Medical technology now, they had that book sealed, and wrapped and cast because they stopped the game because he's on the floor in front of his playing bench with a leg hanging off the body.
That's the thing I don't like. I think
they should have cut away from that. That shouldn't have been shown.
Right.
No, they didn't show
it. Point blank. It should have went to commercial break.
But what they did was they sealed it around a lot of people when you couldn't see when they were wrapping his leg off.
I saw Russ Smith's reaction. That's what I saw. When I saw him start breaking down, like, what happened? I didn't see what happened.
I saw it on Twitter.
Right.
The last snap and see. And then they didn't show nothing else.
Everything after that was Kevin Ware is this, Kevin Ware is that, Kevin Ware is the third, Kevin Ware is this, Kevin Ware was the third.
We had like a 15-minute piece on Good Day America for this man. I'm not knocking him or nothing. I mean, but we've seen these injuries before, and none of this ever happened. This was used to promote even more March Madness and the NCAA tournament. Look at this man
I don't think it was his point, but I think people had a curiosity about it
and turned in. They wanted to see what happened. I agree with that.
They didn't show it though.
The casual fan, who might not have been.
As far as like everybody saying like it was rigged now because of what happened and they wanted Louisville to win. I don't believe that. Whoever said that, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That's retarded.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
You know what I mean? Excuse my French, but that's retarded. I don't think that it was fixed. I don't think it was fixed for Louisville to win the championship and all of that. And,
yeah, I don't. But, yeah, but you see it on Twitter and stuff, and, like, people saying
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. The referee, when they were down by 12 at halftime against the stop, you know, they were beating Louisville like nothing. But it's the thing about Pacino calming his players down.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
We got to get this to go, and we need to go play the first team to get the playoff ticket.
Yeah, because I saw the highlights on ESPN, and you're totally right.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually losing.
And look what happened. All of a sudden, they
calmed down in the second half.
They calmed down, and you best believe the last 2 minutes, Rick Pitino won that game.
Well, I mean, like we said earlier in the show, Michigan, you know, the kid Spike was banging all the shots, and Michigan was playing, you know, over their head. And then when everything leveled off, you know what I mean, Louisville started, you know, doing their numbers, and then Michigan wasn't playing like they played in the first half, and we saw the result. We got five minutes left in the show. Philly, we do this thing, man, near the end of the show where everybody gets a chance to, you know, say what they got to say before we get out of here for next week. So we're going to let you set it off.
No problem.
I'll definitely
love to join y'all every week. No problem.
No doubt, man. You're definitely welcome, my dude, man. You know, thanks for calling
and
all that, man.
I appreciate talking to everybody. I don't know everybody's names yet, but I'm sure I'll get to know all of y'all.
No doubt, man. So, T, you still with us? Nah, T's on grandma duty. Kia, what's good? You got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I'm here.
T.
I'm here, yes.
Next time, turn the water up so it'll boil a little bit faster, okay? Thank you. Anything, you know how we do, man. It's near the end of the show. Anything you want to say before we get out of here to next week?
Hey, go Philly, whatever, football, soccer.
You got your partner now.
Yeah, I got you.
Philly, the kid is in the building, no doubt.
Bird gang.
Yes.
Just
that's what it is.
Get up to the mayor.
Thank you very much. All right. Kia, you know what it is. You got anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Well, I'm glad I knew who was going to win March Madness. And it's the better team won. I'm taking nothing from Michigan. Louisville did what they had to do to win this game. And it didn't have nothing probable where injury would be always get impact of that game. But Louisville did what they had to do to win this game. And they're the one that's holding that title. The Yankees, they're beating their winning, so I'm happy. My Lakers, I'll worry about them in 5 days. I'm not worried about the Lakers right now. I worry about them in 5 days. We got 5 games left, so I worry about what they're going to do, whether we're going to be seated at the table or whether we're going to be folding our clothes outside the table. So
at the NBA draft table.
I'm sorry. I don't need community saying that.
I'm sorry. You know, it was there.
Yeah,
I couldn't resist it. I had to knock that down. I'm sorry. Hey, I got 50 wins this year. I'm happy. I got 50 wins. I'm good to go. I knew we wasn't gonna end the show without, you know, going. So anyway, Kia, you got Buffalo, Miami, Tennessee, Chicago, and Detroit at home.
I'm not worrying. You know that's
you got the Patriots.
About,
you got the Patriots,
about,
the Jets, the Raiders,
the
Green Bay, and the Vikings on the road.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what it is, man. It's another situation, another week, man, another Tuesday night vibe, you know what I mean? GQ Palace has a further review, another great showdown. Shout out to my man Philly the Kid for calling in, no doubt.
Looking forward
to you, man, you know, come in. And it's going to be better, man. It's going to be better. Trust me, it gets better, my dude. Shout out to T, shout out to Kia, you know what it is. Shout out to everybody out there listening. You know what I mean? Because we see all the listeners, too, man. Shout out to my man Rich for holding down the whole situation. Shout out to Miss Lavina. I see you on the applause button and on the bell and all that. My man Mike, you missing the action, my dude. Expect to hear from you next week.
He
missing the action. Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's all good, though.
Mike, wherever you are.
Yes, wherever you are, my dude. Oh, hey, Philly. Philly, you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you before we got off the air real quick. What did you think about the situation and with the coach at Rutgers?
Oh, man, what? He was beating those
kids. And remember,
kids
are listening. The kids are listening.
That's
remember.
What I mean. Like, why would you do that to them kids like that? Like, that don't make no sense. Like, did you see him? He was yoking them up. Like, come on, cuz.
Yo, like, this, yo, let me, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but they did a skit on Saturday Night Live about that. It was hilarious, yo.
Yes,
yo,
did.
I'm searching
did
on
you
YouTube.
See that?
So
oh,
I get out
man,
of here.
With the lady, coach.
So I get out of here. I'm definitely going to see that.
Yo, Google
yo,
that,
yeah,
man.
Like,
they did a skit
yo,
on Saturday Night Live about that
I
with the lady. Oh, man. Yo, Mike. Yo, Philly. They was throwing, the lady, she was throwing, she, they was missing the free throws or whatever. She was throwing bricks, actual bricks. She was the black dude who was telling the story, he was like, yeah, she was a mean coach and she didn't do right. I think she was going outside her bounds and da da da. And so the next time they asked, he was talking to him, he's like, well, nah, because she was looking in the window. She was looking out through the window. Oh, man, it was so funny. That was a funny
kid,
looking
yo. For that. I'm
no doubt.
So
but, yo, everybody,
there.
Yo, thanks for listening to the show, man. GQ Palace After Further Review, man. We're about to get out of here. This is the mayor. Check me out every day After Further Review on Facebook, man. It goes down hard body karate every day. So that's to get your morning vibe right in the sports. Check out the ladies tomorrow night, man. The Divas will be in the building, man. Check them out. After Further Review, GQ Palace is holding you down. This is the mayor, and I'll holler at you next week. 8 o'clock, you know what it is. Peace.
Peace.
Ravens, birds in the air when the blue light. lights flashing. You can't come around here. I am New York to the motherfucking death of me. Put my heart into it, then I give them what's left of me. I am 34th Street, I am Times Square. I am Johnny Pump, get a can, spray it in the air. I am graffiti, spray painted on the train. I am concrete, potholes, blocking the lane. Who we think he is, that's because they can't smell him. Turn around, salute. This is what I tell them. I think I'm Brooklyn. Brooklyn. To my face. I think I'm Bronx. Yes. This is Crown Place. I think I'm Harlem. Yeah. I'm Matt Ill. Grand Projects. Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O. Quiet down. The race waste is square. Riot town. Charlotte and B-more. I'm that kid. I think I'm New York. Yeah. I'm that big.